It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock wants a newly created center in Denver to become a national leader in research on racism and bias. Hancock announced the creation of the government-run think tank during his State of the City address Monday. He says it will lead honest conversations about the effects of racism. The mayor also outlined steps the city is taking to continue fighting the coronavirus, like stocking up on personal protective equipment. Alumni at Lamar High School are asking the school to re-examine its use of Native American imagery in its athletics programs. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
The school is known as the Lamar Savages and features an American Indian in headdress as its logo. Stephanie Davis, a 2006 graduate, says the mascot is a caricature that dehumanizes Native Americans.
In the last week, we've found a coalition of over 70 alumni who are asking how we can help make the commission's recommendations to remove the imagery from school's reality and how we can help retire the savage mascot.
Lamar School Board says no plans are in place to change the mascot, but they do plan to have discussions about it. I'm Paul Schallstep, CPR News.
Some environmental groups are still fighting the expansion of Gross Reservoir in Boulder County. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Federal officials recently gave the okay for Denver Water to do the expansion. Gross Reservoir helps supply water for 1.5 million customers on the Front Range, but none in Boulder County. The utility says the expansion will help meet future demand, but the plan has two more hurdles, including a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers, which has granted a permit. Gary Walkner leads Save the Colorado, one of the nonprofits behind that lawsuit.
Denver Water is expressing to the public that this is over, but it's a long ways from over.
Walkner says the expansion will harm stream flows, wildlife, and area residents. At the same time, Denver Water is appealing a district judge's ruling that lets Boulder County make its own decision about the project. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Boulder and Metro Denver, Fort Collins have highs in the mid-80s this afternoon. Upper 70s and close to 80 around Colorado Springs today with a chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range. Western Colorado in the 90s around Grand Junction and getting warmer for the later part of the week. Temperatures warming up a little day by day over the next few days. A chance for thunderstorms in the mountains this afternoon. This is CPR News.